Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Monday. Let's go. Oh, we got to do it. Folks, you know what we got to do today, and we're going to do it. 615-844-5600. That is the F&M Bank hotline. That number is there for you in perpetuity. Doesn't matter when. Even if I'm not there, you can still dial it up. 615 844-5600. Probably best if you dial it up during show hours, but there's no rule there. Unwritten rule. If you do want to social media the show, Twitter's probably your best way, at Bill is King. And if you do want to go, I don't know, is that really old school? You can email. I mean, people email all the time. Get emails all the time. That would be BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Boy, last week was very unexpected. I got to repeat and say I did not expect any type of monstrosity news like we got beginning on Wednesday about expansion. There's a lot of people out here in that world saying, I knew it, I'd been told. No, you didn't. Why lie about that? If anybody could lie about it and have credibility, it would be me. And I'm not going to lie to you about it. I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming. To sit here and tell you, yeah, behind the scenes, my Texas and OU people, they were telling me. I just kept it quiet. Not true. I was not expecting that. We had all the media days, a big chunk of them, last week because you had the SEC, you had the ACC, you had the Big Ten. Now, there's one really, I guess one left that I know of. That'd be the Pac-12, which is tomorrow. That's a one-day event out in Los Angeles. Usually, that event is not worth the time you could spend on it. But there'll probably be a little expansion chatter in case they want to reach into the Big 12 and flirt, probably already have, flirted with some of these teams wondering, or schools wondering where their future home's going to be. That's probably, if there's any conversation like that, perhaps, that might be semi-interesting. Oh, did you see this? Now, you're going to see a lot of reports about what if. Maybe we can propose this or that. CBS, I believe, had a story that the Big 12 has at least discussed giving Texas and Oklahoma, in a way to keep them, an extra half share of the TV revenue that's split evenly in the Big 12. Now, split evenly other than the Texas Longhorn Network, which all that just goes solely to Texas. But TV revenue is split evenly. And it's about, in the Big 12, and again, maybe not to the exact dollar figure, but that number is somewhere around $37 million a year per team, is what their agreement is. And one of the ideas floated is give Texas and OU an extra half share, which would put them, instead of at $37 million, around $56 million, $57 million, it would mean the rest of the league would have to take a pay cut. Their $37 million on average would go down. I haven't done the math. I don't know what it would be, but it would go down. Texas and OU would go up about $20 million, and the rest of the league would go down X number of million. Don't know what the number would. I don't think anything like that's going to work. It sounds like that OU and Texas for a while mentally have checked out of the Big 12. Now, we don't know when this officially will happen because technically we've got several years of contracts ahead of us, including the grant of rights, which goes through 25. So the Big 12 could well be playing in a lame duck situation, meaning you tune into a Big 12 game, and it's Oklahoma playing Kansas State. It's Texas playing Texas Tech, whoever. And other than the actual on-the-field performance, what's going on, the bigger story is these teams aren't even going to be around soon. We don't know the year yet, but they're not even going to be around. They don't even want to be here against these other teams. They don't want to live in the same neighborhood with you. They've determined they're better than you, and they're leaving you. That's the TV story you're going to have to put up with until we get this rectified, until we get clearance, we get an official date of some sort. And again, that doesn't necessarily have to happen anytime soon. It'd be nice, but it's not a have to. Also, there's a figure out there that says if OU and Texas just want to stroke a check to get out from under all this and move on to the SEC, it'd be about $70 or $80 million. That's one time, stroke a big sugar daddy check, get on with it, send it. So that would mean the Big 12 would take in $150 million. I'm giving you an average, $150 million there. That would tide them over a little while, until they either found some solid ground to build on, added some other teams, or dissolved. It could be one or the other. Or again, just disappear. Go away. And we're not sure. Certainly we're not sure yet. Now, a lot of people are out there throwing names. And here's another thing I should warn you about. A lot of people are popping up on Twitter. Remember, the biggest joke, there were several back in 2010, when we had the expansion scare of 2010. The biggest joke was Doug Gottlieb, basketball guy, is tweeting expansion scoop, except none of it was close to being accurate. You're going to get a lot of that. Now, I haven't seen anything from Gottlieb here. I don't think I follow him. But you've got a lot of people taking spaghetti right now and throwing it against the wall, hoping something somewhere sticks. You're going to get a lot of that. Some guy put out last week, and of course I got linked. Well, I'm not linked to it, but people were linking me to the story. Hey, Bill, did you see this? Clemson, Florida State, Michigan, Ohio State, all flirting with the SEC, Bill. Oh, my God. That's the unfortunate part of this, is the junk that comes along with it. That is incredibly irritating. Now, look, I mean, things could happen, but people are just chucking stuff randomly against the wall here. And it makes it, frankly, most of those stories that are sent to me, I don't even open up. I was looking through this morning before the show at some of these articles. Hadn't looked at any of them over the weekend. Not the speculative, wonder what, I hear Southern Cal is flirting with Birmingham. Bill, I don't know if I've seen that one, but that kind of stuff that's out there right now. There's a bunch of it. Lake Norman Buckeye, Bill, have you heard about the Fox plan to compete with ABC, consolidating their brands? Southern Cal, UCLA, Oregon, Colorado, in Big Ten talks right now, I believe. Colorado in talks with the B1G right now. I'm sure I've seen something there. Now, if you're the Big Ten, and again, this is purely speculation. I'm talking about random, reckless speculation on my part here. If we're going to go there, I'm going to warn you, it's reckless and random, and just put it into that category. If you're the Big Ten and you could get the LA market, you could get Southern Cal, which is the brand you would want. And you could get UCLA, which would be little brother. It's still an LA brand, though. Then that would be attractive. I don't know what would be attractive about Colorado, other than it's a really cool place to go skiing, and it's a beautiful state. But what's the attractiveness there? We've always wanted the Denver market. I mean, what? Not a lot of attractiveness there. But if you could get your hands on, first of all, what you want, if you could, is you want to get your hands on Southern Cal. I don't even know if that's possible. Southern Cal is not in the, we're really serious mode, and they haven't been in that mode for a while. Not as serious as we would like them to be. It's very frustrating for Trojan fans, too. Balls of Steel. Hour number three. Don't post any of those yet because they get lost. I mean, you can post them, but I'll lose them accidentally. So hold it until we get to hour three, and then you can unload them. Just unload them like spaghetti against the wall on a Monday edition. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're looking at a bit of a backup here on 440 westbound at the 65 interchange due to an accident. TDOT just rolled up on the scene. Again, it's limping along now on 440 westbound between Nolensville Pike and the 65 split on this accident as traffic volume builds down I-40 coming through Mount Julian right now, leaving Wilson County headed towards Nashville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Check them out online at gatlinburgwinecellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
At Lowe's, we know your home is an expression of you, and we see you walking down these aisles of possibility, running your finger on that marble top Allen and Roth vanity, regularly $5.99, but now $3.49, and finding that perfect rattan pendant at an everyday low price of $99.98. In our showrooms of style, you'll find whatever you're into at a price you'll really get into. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see associate at Lowe's.com for details. Valid through 8/29/21, U.S. only.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
It's a Bill King Show.
Getting to the sodium pentothal time, which would be the games, because there's nothing that replaces the games. You can practice all you want. The truth serum is the game. Practice is very important to sharpen your craft, but it's not where you get graded. You get your report card from the stats in the ball.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
Before I get a call here, there are some reports that perhaps today Texas and Oklahoma informed the Big 12 we will not continue past the current media rights agreements we have, which go through 2025. Don't know if that is confirmed for today or not. I don't know if it really matters, but I haven't seen anything firm on that. But there is speculation that today, perhaps tomorrow, that the Big 12 receives official documentation of goodbye. Nice knowing you. We can keep this thing together a few more years and be awkward, or we can get on with it. What do you think? That's probably what the document will say, exactly in those words, too. Jeff in the borough.
What you know, Bill? You enjoying all this expansion, Bill?
It's fun.
We have a 40-team SEC pretty soon. You know that. It'll be 40 teams pretty soon. You keep on expanding.
Back in the 20s and 30s, yeah, when you had like the Southern League or whatever they called it, the that's SEC was 30 and 40 teams.
And I know you're for it, Bill. You keep on and keep on. It's all about football, though. We know that. It's all about football and the cash.
Actually, I'm not for it. But
oh, really? Yeah. Okay. So were you for it in 92, Bill, when they expanded? Put Arkansas, South Carolina in?
I was indifferent. I mean, that wasn't a huge splash of some sort.
Well, I was to show yesterday in Lexington. They have a Sunday show, and the guy said it's about 50-50 back then. Some people said, we don't want you. We don't need you. They don't need Arkansas, South Carolina, so they didn't need them back then. So, but, you know, but and everything. But, no, I just want to ask you, did you see all the recruits committing yesterday? Did you see where the quarterback at CPA, he's a baseball player, too. K. Law committed to Vandy. Baseball, did you see that?
I saw that, yes.
And Mr. Anderson, the monster at Franklin's going out west.
Yeah, Fisher Anderson, who I first saw when he was probably 8 or 9 or 10, I don't remember, who's now 6'8", about 3. I don't think he's 3 yet, but he's 280, 290. Just committed to Stanford. Yep. So That happened. Yep.
Yeah. They couple of them there. I know the Patterson kid's gonna play football. He's an all state baseball player last year. So I'm sure he won't play both at Vanderbilt, but they're both real good.
His brother is a backup linebacker at Clemson right now.
Yeah. I was gonna say, BR, do you watch the scrimmages, Bill, high school scrimmages, or do you just wait for the playing portion of the season?
We haven't had any scrimmages that I know of. That happens this week.
I know Friday. It's on Friday. I didn't know if you're gonna head to Murfreesboro and watch some.
I might. I'm not. I haven't decided yet. I might.
So starts at 5:30. So on Friday. So starts at 5:30 and at Riverdale. So at Riverdale. But didn't know if you might head this way. But now I guess the circus is over, Bill. We need a recount on folks in the East, though, Bill. Kentucky's picked ahead of Tennessee in the East. Something wrong. We need a recount, don't we? In the preseason bowl.
I didn't really look at it, but I think that was expected.
Kentucky's picked ahead of them. We need a recount, don't we? They need to recount the votes, don't we? I can't believe that. And I couldn't believe it. I had to go back and listen to you and Rufino last week about five or six times talking about Rufino said Kentucky had a real good offensive line. I couldn't believe that. I didn't know what was going on. I thought maybe he was drunk or something. I thought maybe he was drunk on something, bread, beans, and rice, and jambalaya or something. Talking about we had a good offensive line. Actually had some talent. I didn't know. I think we're only going to win. Stoops ought to tell them we're only going to win two games this year, Bill. Louisville are opening. The rest of them we're just forfeit. We ain't got no talent. We ain't got no good players. We ain't got nobody. So it's just football. We just do that until basketball starts. We ain't a football school. Everybody knows that. So we ain't never going to win the East like you say. So we might as well just give up. Just give up and don't even have football. We just blow up our stadium and have lacrosse or something. Have lacrosse, something like that. But now you hang in there, Bill, and keep worrying about expansion. We have a 60-team SEC pretty soon. Hang in there. See you.
Jeff down in Fulton Dale. A different Jeff than the one you just listened to there. Says, Bill, do you think Notre Dame would seriously consider joining a conference? I think that is more debatable than it's ever been. I don't think Notre Dame to date has ever considered seriously joining a league. Last year they did as a one-year agreement in football, and it was a good year for the ACC overall and Notre Dame and everybody involved. It was a very good year. But right now they're back to being independent. Is that a area where Notre Dame might be a little more open-minded than they've ever been? I think perhaps. Yeah, I think perhaps. Now, again, I wouldn't bet you either way. But I do think it is more of a, we really need to think this through. Because to date, I'm pretty sure, well, certainly the people I talk to, Notre Dame's never been interested in joining up. They don't care what everybody says on all the talk shows and all the media, and everybody says you got to be in a league and it's not fair, and they don't care about all that stuff. That's not going to influence them at all. But I do think it's more of a let's have an objective conversation about this, more so now than it's ever been. Would that lead to them yielding their independence? Don't know. I don't think that part's clear right now. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, he says, you want to know what isn't speculation? Kevin Warren had his extension changed so that he could run and hide from my wrath. Why is that coward still employed anywhere other than at a Waffle House, Bill? So his extension has been changed so Josh could not leave messages. That's breaking news. Here's how we know it's breaking news, because Josh has the news. The person involved, Josh, just broke the news. The extension is not the same. So what they've done is, I guess now Josh can't even leave a message that gets to Kevin Warren. At least they're busy doing something up there in Chicago. I don't know what else they're doing there other than acting all woke and everything in Chicago at the Big Ten offices. Rob in the 540. Bill, do you recall Mike Leach proposing what he called a jihad conference? It would be Notre Dame, BYU, Baylor, Wake Forest, Liberty, and Presbyterian. Champion gets a golden halo trophy, and last place burns in hell. It was a hilarious and classic Mike Leach comment. You know what? I don't remember that one. I'm sure coming from Leach, that sounds classic Leach, but I don't remember that. That would be funny to hear. That would be very funny to hear. Leach loves anything that's real sensitive. For example, when he was at Texas Tech, and this is before he was fighting the administration over Craig James' son, and he was fighting Craig James, and he was just the whole snit that went down, that he's, by the way, is not over. At least in his mind, it's not over. And he's not over it. He still is very angry over that whole thing. But he used to poke at A&M about their kind of military background, and anything that's edgy and controversial, whether it's something like that or whether it's something that might involve religion. You know, those hot buttons that they tell you are very, very sensitive topics, which they are. Leach loves that kind of stuff. And he loves to poke at that kind of stuff. And I don't think he does it for any reason other than the reaction. Doesn't really care. Deep down, I don't think he really cares. But he just loves to get in those areas where they tell you, don't go there. You don't go there. You're going to upset somebody. Don't. Whether it's politics, whether it's religion, whether it's something like the Aggies, whatever. Again, whatever. He loves to go in there and stir it up. Instead of everybody tells you, stay away from it. Yeah, just you're better off just staying out of there. Don't go in there. Leach goes in there. They won't do it every day, but he'll do it. He loves that kind of stuff. So that sounds like, now that sounds like Leach to me. Josh up in London. Bill, Jeff in the Borough wears a tutu while watching Kentucky football. Hashtag break at Winder. Lake Norman Buckeye talking about future Big Ten games. Bill, what about Rutgers versus UCLA? A Midwestern Big Ten classic. That'd be kind of odd. That'd be a bit odd. Tom says, speaking of lame duck seasons, we were talking about the Big 12, and we are approaching how many lame duck seasons with Oklahoma and Texas still in the league, but officially leaving the league, which is kind of awkward, meaning every broadcast you see that involves Texas in the league or Oklahoma in the league, the main topic won't be the game, per se. That'll be part of it. It will be their lame duckness. Is that a word? Now, Red River Rivalry, I guess Red River Rivalry will be all about those two simultaneously leaving. But he says, speaking of lame duck, And Tom's up in Milwaukee. After the 1964 season, Bill, the Braves announced they were moving to Atlanta. but a court order made them play in Milwaukee County Stadium all of 1965. He said in 64, they sold about 4,400 season tickets. In 1965, the year they were made to stay that extra year, they sold 36 season tickets. That's a pretty good stat right there. Now, this is back in the 60s, so put it in perspective, but wow. Wow, wow, wow. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, my sources in Ohio tell me that to counter SEC expansion, Kevin Warren spent the weekend courting Appalachian State, Toledo, Akron, and also Mount Union. I'd love to see the Buckeyes go at it with Mount Union. Karen pointing out, yeah, this is a note. I'm glad she pointed this out. I saw it over the weekend and I forgot about it. Tate Martell is reportedly transferring, I didn't even know where he was, frankly, to UNLV. Now, that's where he played his high school ball there in Nevada. And how many schools? Okay, went to, as far as officially, he went to Ohio State. I never understood that. To this day, I think Tate Martell is at least in the last 10 years. Maybe we can take it further back. The most, I'm trying to think of the term, wrongly evaluated big name recruit. I never knew watching him play. And I mean, he was a good looking high school kid. He was a small quarterback, but he had a good arm. He'd run around. He was athletic. I mean, but that's not big time college ball, right? It's the prep school where he was, very good place. But I just never understood it. Now, again, Kyler Murray is a small quarterback, too. But you could see it. Totally different level of electricity when he's on the field. I mean, many levels better. Never understood the Tate Martell thing. Tate Martell couldn't play at Ohio State if they cleared the roster. Just said there's nobody on the depth chart. Take it. He's not good enough. But anyways, yeah, she points out he apparently is going to UNLV. Now, I don't know. I don't know if he can inject any energy into them or not. I don't know. Balls of Steel coming up. Yeah, just hang on now to those Balls of Steel until hour number 3. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're wrapping up the paperwork in that earlier crash that slowed it down earlier there on 440 westbound near Nolensville Pike. It's also a crash just reported possibly with injuries 24 east between Whites Creek Pike and OHB. That's that heavy traffic trying to get in through the Jolton area right now. Behind it, you got that traffic being pushed from Clarksville, Montgomery County here through Jolton. Again, that's 24 eastbound near Whites Creek, just past Whites Creek Pike on this wreck with injuries. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions coming up. Check it out, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank. Your money.
Smart choice.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in a two-week NASCAR break due to the Olympics, but we've got all kinds of stuff on tap. Brad Keselowski, Hendrick Motorsports, and your point standings. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, and I get my NASCAR news on the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We are now doing video. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap. Every single weekday right here.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Yeah, back to Tate Martell, apparently transferring to UNLV. Karen points out he's got 2 years, too. 2 years to play. However that map works, he's got 2 years to play. And he was committed to Washington. I remember that. Who am I? Didn't he commit to... was he committed to A&M? Or am I forgetting that? Obviously went to Ohio State, went to Miami. I lose track of it all. Somewhere in there, I've lost track. Joseph checking in this morning. He's a big Notre Dame fan, and this is a good point. Bill, only way I think Notre Dame joins a league, joins a conference, is if their hand is forced as it relates to the college football playoff and being left out. Yeah, and that's not going to happen. Now, there's a provision that says you've got to be a conference champion, which means they can't be a top four seed, even if they're 12-0. We do know that. But totally left out, they're not going to do that. Jack Swarbrick is very vital and in all their meetings. He's always part of the board, part of the group, part of the suits, if you will. That's not happening. But he's right. What if there's a if there was a provision that says join a league or you're out? I mean, you'd have to, right? You'd have to. That's, yeah, very, very good point there. Tech Bogey 6, Bill. Tate Martell was stuck in Twitter life with football, never was thinking about real life. Now, who was that girl that they always had him with? She was a model down there. I think she was foreign, blondie. Always pictures of them galloping down the beach together. Is that still a thing? Pardon me for not keeping up with his private life. I forgot all about it. Andrew, Bill, how about this? Maybe Tathan Martell, Tathan, can sign an NIL deal with Brad Powers out in Las Vegas. If they would let you, but remember, you can't be dealing with gamblers or casinos or what are the various, you can't have anything to do with like an adult site or anything to do with booze or Mary Jane, Devil's Lettuce products. I'm probably leaving something out. Gambling, can't be doing anything there. Here's one. I didn't see this on the list, but we were just talking Mike Leach. What if a political candidate wanted to sponsor a player? Which said something like, I endorse so-and-so. Again, whichever side you're on. I don't know if that's on the list. Is it? I didn't see it on the list. That would be highly polarized. Can you imagine? That would be very polarizing. Wow. Jai says, Bill, Ryan Perilou is probably the biggest fraud to ever be recruited. No. Now, he wasn't what he should have been, correct. But Ryan Perilou played some games for LSU and actually quarterbacked them in 07 in the SEC championship win over Tennessee to a natty. Now, he was a serial knucklehead, yes, Ryan Perilou was, but nothing like the bust-level Martellus. Perilou had some ability, too. Martell doesn't have any ability. Again, I don't know where and how he got evaluated. Tate Martell can't play dead in a cowboy show. He just can't. He's not good at it. Perilou was for sure. Josh is right on about that now. And continued to be a knucklehead after that and got run out of town. But it's a good one. I haven't thought about Ryan Perilou here in a bit. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, now that Oklahoma and Texas are in the SEC, will we be able to call their game the Red River Shootout again? Yeah, because we have the cocktail party, even though that gets sometimes people in a little bit of a twist. The Florida-Georgia game. But Red River, now on the show, we call it the Red River Shootout most of the time. So we do. I don't know what... That's another thing. That property, the Red River Shootout, a just incredible game. Now, some years it's not very important because Texas, since really 09, Texas has not busted a grape in football since 09. Not of any significance, let's say. And we were talking to Catch about it. That's one of the many, many reasons why SEC affiliation is important to them. Now, there's many other reasons. That might not be the number one, but he said a whole lot of losing has helped this along, too. It's a very good point. But that brand, the Red River Shootout, now an SEC brand. Wow. That's going to take that up several notches, actually. All right, we'll get another break here. We're just cruising. Monday edition. Busted about half a grape so far. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're wrapping up the paperwork in the earlier crash that slowed it down earlier there on 440 westbound near Nolensville Pike. It's also a crash just reported possibly with injuries 24 east between Whites Creek Pike and OHB. That's that heavy traffic trying to get in through the Jolton area right now. All behind it, you got that traffic being pushed from Clarksville, Montgomery County here through Jolton. Again, that's 24 eastbound near Whites Creek, just past Whites Creek Pike on this wreck with injuries. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Editions coming up. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
Baseball, the Braves playing the Mets twice tonight on the road. Braves plus 140 on the money line in Game 1. Mets minus 160. The over-under 6.5 in Game 2. Atlanta plus 115. Mets minus 147. Over-under 7.5. Updated odds to win the World Series. The Dodgers at plus 350. They are still the favorite. The Astros right behind them at plus 500. The Padres and the White Sox each at plus 700. The New York Mets at plus 900. The Red Sox and Giants each at plus 1,000. Olympic men's basketball. The United States, after losing to France in stunning fashion, will face Iran early Wednesday morning. The Americans a 35-point favorite. The over-under at 165.5. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Now that 2020 is behind us, let's make 2021 the most relaxing year. Mokara Salon and Spa is located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel. And Mokara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the comfort of the signature Mokara Spa as you're pampered with the ultimate spa experience. Make time for a soothing facial, massage, manicure, or pedicure as you rejuvenate in this refined, quiet oasis. Your treatment begins in the exquisite relaxation room. And whether you're enjoying a signature body treatment or just visiting the salon, you are sure to enjoy every minute of Mokara Salon and Spa. Open Friday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600. Mokara Salon and Spa, relaxing you in 2021. Located on the fourth floor of the Omni Nashville Hotel, Fifth Avenue downtown.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly cloudy, highs near 91, heat index values today high as 101. For tonight, mostly cloudy, 74. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs near 93, heat index values as high as 101. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Yeah, apparently, and no cap points this out, I think somebody tweeted, today to the date is 9 years since Tate Martell committed to Washington. Yeah, I think it's exactly to the day. Jay Cutler's burner account. This is good. Bill, Tate Martell is a TikTok football All-American. He would have been perfect for NIL sponsoring him and then wanting their money back. Yeah, because we haven't gotten far enough down the road at all. We're just getting started with name, image, likeness. When's the first announcement that some company that invested in some kid wants their money or is going to stop, going to dump them? I don't know if you can get your money back. I guess it could be written any way you want to write it up, I guess. But yeah, when's that first story going to hit? Here's a good one. Tech Bogey 6. Bill, Tate Martell is the Buckeye version of Tate Forcier, who also transferred to Miami. And then where did he go? San Jose State. I don't think he ever really played much after. That first year at Michigan, though, he actually was pretty good. Tate Martell has never shown he was pretty good. Yeah, for CA, actually, that first year looked pretty good. They were playing him ahead of D-Rod. Now, remember, Richie Rod then got fired, and they brought in Brady Hoke, and I think he then disappeared or something. I don't remember the whole story. Rod, a Buckeye in Texas. Bill, I think Tate Martell's internet girlfriend was also Manti Te'o's girlfriend. Yeah, but we never had pictures of Manti Te'o's alleged girlfriend. We had Tate Martell pictures everywhere with that blondie. I think she was real. I don't think that was a fake one. I don't know if they're still around, but I mean, if she wanted somebody that was going to be famous and he's making all this crazy money and they're always on camera and all that, that ain't your guy. You better upgrade. That's not your dude right there. Aliquippa Bob, welcome in.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Bill, you know, I caught you earlier. You were doing some wild speculation, and it is just wild speculation, but let me ask you something. I was thinking about this over the weekend. How far are we, Bill, from a super conference being formed under the banner of the SEC? And here's where I'm headed. You look at the Big Ten. What do you have? Maybe three schools are going to really try to compete for a national championship: Penn State, Ohio State, maybe Michigan. Then you look at the Pac-12. Who do you have out there? SC, UCLA, maybe. You have Oregon, and maybe Washington. And then you have Notre Dame and Clemson, maybe Florida State. Well, Florida State would, of course. So what are you talking here, another eight teams? And we always talk about who wants to run this. You know, it would be a real problem. College football doesn't want to be bothered with managing, you know, like a commissioner over many conferences. But that would be a lot easier to run if you were running it under a conference banner like the SEC. What are your thoughts about that? Is this where we're headed? I mean, how far away from that are we?
I never thought close. I still don't necessarily think that, but I'm more open-minded as it being an item. I don't like the idea of it much, but I think everybody right now, Bob, is in scramble mode, but the SEC. SEC's not in scramble mode. SEC's sitting around counting their money and probably giggling a little bit. But and where all this shakes out is, I think, incredibly unclear. There's a lot of chatter out there, Bob, and not a whole lot of substance.
Yeah, I agree with you, Bill. And this is all chatter, too. This is all just pure speculation.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But you know, if you end up, Bill, with 24 teams, and I'm wondering if college football isn't trying to mimic the NFL model. You end up with 24 teams. So you add 8 to the 16 the SEC has. You end up with 24 elite teams. You have 4 16 divisions. It's just, with everything that's going on with the NIL money, the need for more money and more money and more money, which TV is going to provide that money. And TV might be dictating some of this behind the scenes, like you need this type of model, you need this type of structure. I'm just speculating. This is all just speculation. I haven't talked to anybody, but just trying to think it through, like, where's this thing headed? So I just wanted to throw that out there and see what you thought.
Bob, appreciate it, brother.
Talk to you, Bill.
Yeah, appreciate that. Hour one fast. Oh, my goodness. We could be caught speeding as fast as that went right there. Yeah, that was going 120 and 70 is what we were just doing. Luckily, nobody spotted us. We're not going to let up either. Hour two on this Monday edition. Hang tight. Hang tight on your balls of steel. I already saw somebody post a no balls. If you can, post that again because I'm going to lose it, meaning it's going to get trapped somewhere down on my timeline, and I won't be able to find it. So hold it, if you can hold it, or copy-paste it and then give it about an hour, put it back up, we'll get to it for sure. We'll take the top of the hour here. Omni Nashville Hotel.